Suzanne Owens. And following her will be Steve Rapson, if he's ready and not still rehearsing with Betsy. I've just got to check here. So please welcome Suzanne Owens, who will actually be featuring here at the beginning of February, right? And she's a wonderful writer. So please give her a big hand, Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. Thanks. My books are over here, some of them, if you'd like to look at them. One of them that's new is about old actresses, famous, funky, and forgotten, and I just got the whole thing organized today, and I'm going to start sending it out. And one of the actresses in this book is Sarah Bernhardt. She was probably the most famous actress in the 19th century. She was born in 1844 and died in 1923. She suffered for 30 years with her amputated leg. She was infamous for her variety of exotic pets and her symbiotic relationship with her son. It's been said that she worked till she died to support his extravagant lifestyle. She consistently visited and nursed the sick and the war wounded. She built houses for her son and those who worked for her. The Divine Sarah, they called her, provided great inspiration not only for the audience, but also for actresses who followed her for many years. Voici Sarah on her deathbed. The boa constrictor. Let the reporters wait, tormenting me my whole life. Let them wait until this coronet of flowers wilts upon my head and my skin flakes. Then I'll charm them. I can charm anyone except death. Satin and lace cannot charm decay. I charmed my snake, my leg decomposing, immobile beneath the plaster cast. I'd prop its uselessness upon my boa constrictor. A proper footrest, a proper pet until the snake devoured the chair cushions. I killed it with one shot. The lion. I would rather hop like a guinea hen than use a cane. I'd rather be carried aloft in my chairlift than wear a wooden leg, tied too heavy. Excuse me. In my chairlift than wear a wooden leg, tied to a heavy girdle, pulled too tight, too friendly on my stomach. I threw it into the fire. Not the lurching ship, but a pot of heather. I brushed against caused my injury. I've always had a fear of heather. It's never brought me luck. I scalded it with hot tea. Worse than the scent from my lion's cage was the reek from the doctor's clothes. His fingers and nails smoldered with dirt and filth as he applied slivers of wood to my wound, and I hailed a hairbrush at him. Her hawks and lynx. I was on the list of hostages the Kaiser wanted in Berlin after Paris fell. Then I collapsed like Paris, and they carried me off stage, an empress in my litter chair, a Louis XIV fashion with gilt carvings. Mare the chair, they called me. Still, imagine me, a hostage, even with my arms full of roses. They thought I was part hawk, like Alexis, my pet, named for the grand Russian duke who adored me for thrashing him with my pony whip. I attack on wing. I'd rather have myself leashed to the scenery or hang in the air if need be than wobble in on wood. But oh, my lynx, with you on a harness, we made such amazing entrances. But I don't need a lynx or a leg. I have my divinity, her tigress. Like Minette, my baby tigress, who prefers to walk on the dinner table and growl at the guests, I prefer to walk on stage and sing the Marseillaise. Now they think I'm nothing but a golden voice, a mouth, a slur of red, wrinkles filled with makeup. They think I'm a heap of cinders with dust for hair and amputated at the hip. They think I'm nothing, so I sing. As they wheeled me down the hall into the operating room, I hummed the Marseillaise. I was always good at mock bravado. Act the opposite of what you feel, and your audience will feel it for you twice as much. Vermouth. No, this is her real deathbed now. And this is about Vermouth and Cassio and her son. Ah, Maurice, my son Maurice, I am as strong as our horses, Vermouth and Cassio. The flowers will be beautiful this year. Where are you, my son? When am I to go on? Across continents I will haul my body. Didn't I play Jeanne d'Arc when I was a grandmother? Didn't I craft Cleopatra when the gangrene spread? Didn't P.T. Barnum want my leg for his freak show exhibition? Who else can exist in two places at once? They think my courage sputters like fragile tinsel. It'll be a beautiful spring. I can still give off sparks. The fire burns deep within me. No one can stamp it out. Let the reporters wait. That's it.
Thank you.
That's Suzanne Owens. One more hand for her. And she's got some of her books.